Prince Andrew over his relationship with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And a group of people living with blindness can now read again after being fitted with a child implant at the back of their eye. BBC News.
Presented by Charles Carroll.
Welcome to the World This Weekend. This is Johnny Diamond.
Sunday lunchtime on Radio 4 is a chance to really get to grips with more news. On the World This Weekend, we take you through one of the week's biggest news stories, or one that's just emerging. And we try to take a closer look, uncover fresh perspectives, and hear from voices you might not expect, so that you can get to understand the story more deeply.
I feel so hopeful.
Labour, Conservative, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter.
All the usual rules have just been torn up.
That's The World This Weekend, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, here on BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, from a comedy club far, far away, provided you live outside Ayrshire where it was recorded, comes Paul Sinha with a new episode of his Perfect Pub Quiz.
Geography and history and music, films and telly. Everyone who's ever lived from Taylor Swift to Botticelli. What a fun packed evening this is. Welcome to Paul Sinha's Perfect Pub Quiz.
Thank you for that spiffing round of applause. And welcome to another episode of Paul Sinha's Perfect Pub Quiz, in which I, comedian, quizzer, and recreational hula hooper, Paul Sinha, take you on an esoteric journey around the world of general knowledge. Today's episode has been recorded in Ayr. In Scotland. In a decision that screams, we can afford north of the border, but not an actual city. Many of today's questions may have a Caledonian flavour, like our first question. In a career highlight in 2022, I was announced as the 21st most powerful LGBT figure in the United Kingdom. Which English-born Scottish singer finished in first place that year?
Rod Stewart,
LGBT figure. It's an interesting theory. I'll give you a clue. Her first name is Adele.
Emily Sandy.
Didn't fall for the joke. Give a round of applause over there. It is Emily Sandy, born Adele Emily Sandy in Sunderland to a Zambian father and an English mother. Her family moved to Aberdeen at the age of 4, and she considers herself thoroughly Scottish. I found it odd to be 21st on the Pride power list when, thanks to Parkinson's disease, my literal power has never been less impressive. It is a bleak irony up there with my third nickname on the chase. First nickname, the Cinnaman. I don't mind that, it's a solid pun. And sarcasm in a suit. Yep, that's a truly iconic nickname. But smiling assassin. Have you any idea how humiliating it is to have a nickname representing two things I might not be able to do in 15 years' time? Firstly, that smile will disappear, but as for an assassin with Parkinson's, it's just not in the job description. In fact, it's illegal, and with good reason. If Lee Harvey Oswald had Parkinson's disease, he'd have taken out half of Dallas that November morning, including the second gunman. Too soon? Back to Aberdeen's Emily Sandy. But as well as that 2022 list, she shares something else with me, in that she gave up a career in medicine to pursue her dreams. She had the option of training in Aberdeen, but instead she chose to attend medical school 10 and a half hours drive away in Glasgow. This was an entirely logical choice. Many of the finest scientific minds attended Glasgow University. William Ramsay, Joseph Lister, Gerard Butler. The men who respectively discovered noble gases, pioneered the use of antiseptic surgery, and correctly answered the question, what is Sparta? But with the greatest will in the world, Glasgow is clearly a fine university, but it's not exactly Durham, is it? It's a bit modern. In fact, can anyone tell me how many years there are between the founding of Durham University and the founding of Glasgow University?
300.
300 is very close. It is actually 300 and 81. Glasgow was founded in 1451 and Durham in 1832. Glasgow University is 381 years older than Durham University. Durham University loves to give off the impression that it's historic, exacerbated by only admitting the most insufferable students on planet Earth. But the truth is very different. In fact, you may be amazed to find out what the two... I think it might be in 1885, and I think it might be Arbroath. It'd be Bockle.
Which character created by Arthur Conan Doyle?
And St Andrew's Justice, but not Edinburgh. Which major event of 2025 rested on the difference between potassium and potassium perchlorate? And this is a major event of 2025.
Right,
okay. Right. This story begins with Raspberry. Film on the 26th by a man called J.D. launched Java.